following call is for educational purposes only. The opinions expressed by the participants are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Isagenix International. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Isagenix products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Weight loss results may vary. Always consult your physician or healthcare professional before starting this or any other wellness or fitness program.
And how many of you on the call this morning are first time ever cleansers? If that's you, hit the number one on your phone. If this is the first month you've ever been cleansing, I want to know. Thank you. And how many of you are seasoned cleansers returning again to perhaps to help coach someone else to learn a bit more, to get some more inspiration? If that's you, hit the number two. Well, welcome back. I'm so glad to see you. It's so great that you are learning and sharing. And how many of you are just here for inspiration? If that's you, hit the number three on your phone. Yes, well, we've got plenty of information for you this morning. You are all in the right place at the right time. Welcome to call number two of the April 2014 Spring Group Cleanse. And I'm your coach for this cleanse and your host for today's call. My name is Rick Reynolds, and I'm coming to you live from beautiful Sedona, Arizona. I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, and I've been in Isagenix now since 2006. And today's call is going to be all about all those questions that we get when we cleanse, especially for you first-time cleansers. You know, if you've just dove into this and you cleansed, it's like, why did my body do this? What's going on? Is this normal? So we'll address all of that. I've got information from every expert in the company on these sorts of things. And then we'll talk about how to get the most out of the program. You know, what type of exercise should I do that's the most? How important is sleep and rest? And what's the deal with water? How much is enough to drink? We'll answer all of that this morning. So it's a really interesting call, and this is one to share. You might even want to take some notes, so get a pen and paper ready. We're going to start out this morning by hearing from one of the first doctors in the company, Dr. Dennis Harper. He is a medical doctor. He has been in private practice for years. I believe he's now retired. But at the time that he joined Isagenix, he had his own thriving private practice and was experimenting on his clients with these products and seeing amazing results. Now, he was also the head of the medical licensing board for the state of Utah, worked on the Olympics when they came to Utah with the Olympic athletes. He helped write the DSHEA Act, and he's been a member of the scientific advisory board for Isagenix since it began. Here is Dr. Dennis Harper answering the biggest question so many of us have when we cleanse, which is, what is going on here? Why is it we get so cold on cleanse days? Dr. Harper.
Almost every single time that I've ever cleansed, I've noticed I got cold. And we've come up with a few ideas as to the reasons why. Dr. McNellis came up with one. I can't remember what his was, but the possibility is that the surface arteries are actually dilating to increase the blood flow to the surface of the skin. Well, when that happens, you're actually losing so much heat that you feel cold. Another consideration is that you may be getting a little bit too dehydrated. When you get dehydrated, you can get cold. And then I forget the one that Dr. McNellis came up with, which was also a really good one. But it could also explain it. But regardless, we can't really explain it for sure. We can only notice that it does happen. On probably, I'd say, 80 to 90% of the patients that cleanse, they will feel cold on the cleanse days. That's not bad. That's actually good, because if you're feeling cold, that means you're stimulating your body to try to kick up its heat production, which burns calories. So that's not a bad idea at all.
So when you get cold, it means the cleanse is working. And there are some things that you can do. You can take a walk, get up, move your body, bounce and shake, get some exercise, get the circulation going.
That will help you with feeling cold. You can also simply take a nice warm bath, add some Epsom salts to it, and you're even taking your cleanse to a whole nother level there. And there's something really beneficial about bathing. John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, says that if you take a 45-minute bath every day, it's like taking an ionic bath. It's like taking a bath in a really powerful antioxidants. What happens is your bathtub is grounded, so you get those wonderful energy from the earth comes up and flushes through your body and helps restore your body in many, many ways. So it's really a direct connection to the earth. It's like having a powerful antioxidant running through your body. It's so, so healthy and so relaxing. And relaxing is key to success with this whole program. You know, anything you can do to relax your body. So highly recommend a nice warm bath. Add in some Epsom salts on cleanse days, a great way to deal with being cold. Now, the other big question people have is, what's going on with my eliminations? Things can change a little bit when you start cleansing. Don't be alarmed. Here's Dr. Harper.
It is interesting because you can get really, really dark green stools that almost look black, that are not related to blood, whereas a really black tarry stool, quite frankly, sometimes can be related to blood. But we haven't yet so far in 7 years had any patient come back and tell me that any of their stools tested positive for blood. As far as changing that actual color. There's no doubt that things change. Whenever you start introducing something different into your digestive system, you have to expect change. I mean, it can't stay the same, so something will change. And with the cleansing process, yes, some people will have constipation, some people will have diarrhea, and sometimes it will flip back and forth. You may find out that the third day of the cleanse, all of a sudden, you're having a little bit of diarrhea, and then after that you're getting a little constipated. So, and it varies from associate to associate. So the important thing to realize is there are things that can be done for all of these things. If you're having too much diarrhea, well then you can use things that will absorb water, like FiberCon or psyllium, that can frequently absorb its weight, and or in fact, the FiberCon actually absorbs 20 times its weight in water. That can be helpful. If you're having some constipation, the Isoflush is a really good idea.
Yeah, the Isoflush, you can take up to 6 of those. I take 2 at night before bed. If you don't have an elimination after doing that the next morning, take some more. Take one and a big glass of water and wait a little bit and take another and a big glass of water. And you can get up to 6 and see how things go. Now, for some people, a small percentage of people, when they first go on this program, they've got a lot of plaque down there in their intestines. They're really backed up from the beginning and don't realize it. And what happens is, especially on these new, wonderful isolene shakes, they now have 8 grams of fiber in each shake. So that's 16 grams of fiber into a body. And so many of us do not get anywhere near the 25 grams minimum of fiber that we need in our body every day. And so when you switch to this suddenly you're getting fiber, and it can cause a little bit of discomfort. If you feel bloated after one of these shakes, it's just your body getting used to that much fiber. And if you're backed up, I don't know, think of a funnel, okay? If you've ever poured like salt or let's say your shake mix through a funnel into a bottle, you'll know that if you go nice and slow, it will all fall down through the funnel. But if you put in too much too quickly, the whole funnel backs up and it stops. Well, that's the same thing that's happening with your shake when that much fiber goes in. And if you're really constricted and backed up, it can't funnel through your intestines and begins to clog and back up and expand, and you feel a little bit bloated. So what to do? Have more liquid with your shake than shake mix. So if you've been using just 8 ounces of ice and water combined, try doubling that. Have a more liquidy shake that will disperse it through your body, or better yet, just have half a packet of the shake or one scoop of the shake and see what that does for you. See how that is different as it moves through your body, and then wait a little bit and then have the other half of the shake. Just space it out. That's a nice way to get used to taking in more fiber into your body and eliminating any discomfort that you're having. Now, some people, because they're so backed up, are going to need some extra support other than the Isoflush. Because the Isoflush has a little bentonite clay and a little, and these walnut shells, which as your colon gets healthy, it really scrapes the walls of the colon and gets rid of those, that plaque. But that same ingredients can, in a small number of people, like this is, if you're taking six of these and nothing's happened, you're probably in a small number of people, that the clay just adds to the blockage there. So what you're needing is just a high-grade magnesium supplement, and you can just simply go down to the health food store and get a high-quality, high-grade magnesium supplement and take that for a few days. And when everything clears up, then get on this program, because you do not want to be constipated for a moment while you are doing this. Now, if you're having the opposite problem, as he mentioned, simply that increasing your fiber intake, doing something like FiberCon, that's, you know, most of us don't have time to wait for the Fiber Pro from Isagenics to arrive if we've suddenly discovered this problem. You know, it's 5-day shipping. If you're having this issue, you want to take care of it right away. So do not take, like, an over-the-counter medication for it. Try some of these other things first, okay? Because it is healthy. That it's a healthy response to your body. Your body has just encountered some sort of impurity that it thinks it needs to get out of the body right away. But let's make that elimination more comfortable by putting some more fiber in. The FiberCon is a really nice, easy solution that you can find at almost any drugstore. And it, even though, don't be alarmed if it says that it is for constipation. Why am I taking something for constipation when I'm having the opposite problem? Because it's actually for regularity, and it will get you regular really quick. It's been a lifesaver for people that have been in great discomfort with diarrhea. So remember that suggestion. Now, the biggest issue, both of these, is hydration. If you're having really loose stools, then you're going to, the potential of becoming dehydrated goes up. You might want to increase your flow of electrolytes by having some of the Want More Energy drink and drinking more water. If you are having constipation, the first thing to do is to increase your water intake. That's usually the primary cause. Here's Dr. Harper on proper hydration.
Okay, this is a really important concept, is water, because most of us are dehydrated. And so taking at least 64 ounces of water a day is a really, really good idea. Now, obviously, you can become water intoxicated as well if you start drinking a gallon and a half or 2 gallons of water. That's not a good idea either. So somewhere between 64 ounces to a gallon of water a day, depending on where you're living and how much exercising you're doing, is a really good idea. But it comes back to, I would not recommend tap water. The tap water, unfortunately, in many cities right now is fairly contaminated, and not just with pesticides and herbicides, but also medications, as well as heavy metals. And so it's like, not a good choice. I personally prefer to use reverse osmosis water or distilled water. Some of the bottled waters are okay, but the problem is with the plastics in them. If they get hot, then the dioxins can actually leach out of the plastics and get into the water, as well as some of the other chemicals. So it's not the best way to get it. It's best if you can get it in a glass bottle. But I do personally prefer the reverse osmosis than the distilled.
Now, the other major issue for people on cleanse days are headaches. And I've had my share of them. I think if any seasoned cleanser is going to encounter a headache from time to time, do it if they're doing this system properly, because that's just, again, it's another good sign that the system is working, that you're eliminating the junk from your cells, and it's also a sign that your body's not eliminating it all the way from your from the body, so increase your water intake. And here is another idea. Try putting a pinch of sea salt under your tongue and then having a big glass of water. It was Dr. John Gray that shared this with me at a group cleanse up at his ranch, and I just watched people again and again shift right out of cleanse day discomfort by putting just a little sea salt under the tongue. Here's Dr. Harper on why that works.
Any type of sea salt would be helpful. You just take a little pinch before you have your drink, and just we're trying just a little bit, and it seems to help with hydration. And a lot of people that become dehydrated actually end up with edema, which is interesting because it's like they have high blood pressure, they have edema, and the reason is because they're dehydrated. It's not because they have too much water. But at the same time, you have to be a little bit careful with the salt because salt, since it does have sodium in it, can increase water retention. So it's something that people have to kind of look at on an individual basis and case by case and see whether or not it affects them. Batman is what we used to call him, Batman Jalige, I think is his true name, and he wrote a major book about the body's many cries for water, and that would be something to look into if people have more information, because he was a doctor in a prison, and I think it was in Iran, and the only medication they gave him to give to the patients was water. That's all he had. He was absolutely flabbergasted at how many things got better just by giving people adequate water.
The water
is very, very critical. Do not get dehydrated.
And I know some of you who are longtime cleansers who just started on the new shakes have been alarmed when you've read the amount of sodium in the new shake and gone, oh, what have they done? Why would they put all this salt in my shake? I'm trying to cut down on my sodium intake. Well, know that these are sea salts that have been put in the isolene shake. And the reason is it increases the electrolyte. There's all these extra minerals that you're getting from the sea salt, and it's allowed them to take out a lot of the sugar from the shake and still keep the flavor really, really yummy and delicious. And sea salt definitely has a different impact on your body than table salt. So it's not making the shakes, if you're really concerned about sodium, that the shakes are not going to be an issue for you. There are good salts and bad salts, and you really want to avoid the table salt. You want to avoid adding processed salt. It's been stripped of all the mineral benefits that are in sea salts, and you get just thing that is a toxin for the body, and that is not what is in the shake. So a point there for those of you that have been concerned about the additional sodium in the new shake versus the old shake. It's actually really healthy, really good for you, and going to help you get overall better results as you work the program. Now, the other main thing to get the best results possible from this program is making sure you're getting the right amount of rest. Dr. Harper.
It's important that you do rest well during the nighttime, that you get in the correct stage of sleep, and that you get at least 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. And your body will kind of tell which one it is that you need, whether it's 8 or 10. If you start going less than 8, you start running into a little situation of being deprived of sleep, and that's not a good idea. Things that can also be a little bit of a problem here are sleep apnea. Many people have sleep apnea and aren't even aware of it. This is where their body literally starts fighting for oxygen while they're sleeping. They sleep in so deeply that their bodies are fighting for oxygen, and they stop breathing, and they actually battle death every single night. So when they wake up in the morning, one of the hallmarks of that is they're just tired when they wake up. It's like, gee, I just don't even feel like I got any rest at all. That's one of the hallmarks. They can have high blood pressure from that. They can have weight gain from that. There's any number of other disease processes that are associated with just sleep apnea. So that's very important to make sure that you're getting a good night's rest.
So if you're not getting a good night's rest, if you're not getting enough sleep, you're actually not going to release as much weight. You're going to your body is going to be in stress and produce more cortisol, and that causes issue. Here's nutritionist Jim Rhodes with his take on the whole sleep situation.
Sleep is primary. Sleep deprivation will create high stress. High stress will steal your energy not only to think straight, But more importantly, your immune system will be squashed. If you're now exposed to, say, the common cold, and you're under high stress, the common cold can migrate into pneumonia almost overnight. And yet your immune system should have taken cold out instantly. But under stress, it's already been shown that a cold can turn to something more deadly overnight just because you don't have enough energy yet to generate an immune response to take the cold, the germs, or the virus out. So sleep is a major component of good health and of weight control.
Yeah, because if you do not, again, if you do not get enough sleep, you're going to have higher cortisol levels. It's going to be really hard to take off the extra weight. In fact, if you're not getting the results you want from the program, really take a better look at your sleep. Now, we have another expert on sleep and isogenics, and that's Dr. Michael Colgan. Dr. Colgan is head of the Colgan Institute. He has studied the effects of sleep on the aging process in our bodies, and he's one of the world's leading experts on aging. Here's what Dr. Colgan says about sleep and aging.
And all of our growth occurs during sleep. All of the neurogenesis, the growth of new cells in the brain, occurs during sleep. All of the recovery occurs during sleep. All of muscle growth in athletes occurs during sleep. And yet we tend to neglect it. A lot of people push their sleep so that they get an inadequate amount of it. And poor sleep ages you very quickly. Poor sleep affects your ability to think. Poor sleep affects your ability to work, to exercise. It affects your emotions. It's neglected, but it's very, very important. And unfortunately, our mechanism for sleep gradually declines as we age. And one of the things we've been studying since the 1970s is why that happens. And can we do anything to prevent it? Can we do anything to maintain good sleep as we age? Because about 50% of people over 60 years of age say they don't get good sleep.
So you've got to get good sleep. So what do you do if you're not getting good sleep? Well, there's some basic things that you can do. One, stop playing on your computer just before bed. You know, if you can, give yourself a two-hour window without staring at a computer screen or a television set. In that two-hour window before sleep, you will go to sleep much easier. Make sure that you have no light whatsoever in your room. It's completely dark. That will actually help the body be able to get better sleep. Take your magnesium, take your Isoflush just before bed. That will help relax your body and get more sleep. And you could add to all of that, if you're still having issues, this wonderful new product that Dr. Colgan created for Isogenics, the sleep support system.
The sleep support system, which enables the body to naturally get more sleep, enables it to fall asleep more quickly, enables it to stay asleep longer, and it enables you to get more restful sleep. And I think it's a very, very good advance. I've been testing various formulations of like this for 30 years. And I can say that this is the best we've come up with. It is an absolutely unique product. You will not find it anywhere else. Well, it is a proprietary formula, but it contains instant melatonin. Melatonin is the substance that our brain releases during the sleep cycle to enable us to sleep. And the product releases instant melatonin into the mouth where it is absorbed, sprayed into the mouth at night, and it is absorbed through the mucous membranes of the mouth and acts immediately within 5 minutes. You hold it in your mouth for maybe 20, 30 seconds, and within 5 minutes it will start to act. And that's one of the unique features of the product. And then the other is a proprietary mix of some calming herbs such as L-theanine and valerian, and a delayed action melatonin, which is released throughout the night.
Now, another way to get better sleep and to get better overall results from the whole program is to make sure you're moving your body in healthy ways enough every day, including that cleanse day. You know, some of you out there think that on a cleanse day, it's best to just simply rest and lie back and light a few candles and look like the people in the video who are cleansing, right? Well, you know, talking to John Anderson, he has said again and again that some exercise on your cleanse day will actually really help you get better results and will help you be able to sleep. That people that just lie around and do nothing and take in all these adaptogenic herbs and everything in that cleanse drink might be a little restless when it comes time for bed. So, you know, if you have been finding yourself a little restless, make sure you get some exercise in. Now, what sort of exercise is the best? Well, everybody has their own take on it. Let's run through. Here's Dr. Harper with his suggestion for exercise.
The best exercise that I like is actually just jumping on a trampoline. And you can get the little ones inside, or the big ones are even better on the outside. And if you can get up to a half an hour, obviously you can't start at a half an hour, but if you can get up to about a half an hour of jumping on a trampoline a day, that is the very best exercise you could do. The next one would probably be a good brisk walk. Once again, at least a half an hour, get up to a half an hour. And when I'm talking about brisk, I mean you can talk, but you can't really talk for very long. You're actually pushing your body without running. So, yes, exercise is very important. Weightlifting is really good as far as building muscle mass, but not so much endurance. So jumping on a trampoline, walking along with maybe weightlifting the other a day would be a really good choice.
So that bouncing up and down, if you don't have a trampoline, and actually, you know, trampolines are a bit dangerous too, especially, you know, if you're a little older, you don't want to accidentally bounce off a trampoline and break something. That wouldn't be good, or land on your ankle and twist it. So you got to be careful with a trampoline. John Gray, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, he suggests doing a little exercise that he calls bounce and shake. This is sort of like bouncing on a trampoline without the trampoline. In fact, without even coming off the ground. You just use your knees to bend your body and bounce up and down. And you shake your hands by your side and bounce and bounce and bounce. And do that bouncing and shaking of the hands and shaking of the body. Do that for 5 minutes, six times a day. That's a half hour a day. John Gray says that's the equivalent of 3 hours of walking in terms of lymphatic exercise. So it's really key to get, you know, your lymph system doesn't have a heart. The only way your lymph moves around through your body is by exercising the body. So it's key to exercise and move your body in order to get the junk out of the body, which is what we're doing when we're cleansing. We've got to get that lymph moving. Now, Dr. Harper mentioned walking. Jim Rhodes is a huge fan of walking as the perfect exercise. Here's Jim.
Walking is probably one of the least threatening to do any damage to the body. But walking outside versus walking on a treadmill is totally different. The reason being is outside, the road terrain changes up. And it's all these little movements of keeping your balance, walking against wind, walking uphills, walking downhills, that use so many more muscles and burn so much more energy. So you're walking, if it can be done outside, particularly if you're in an environment where it's friendly to do that, that is ideal. The rest of the story is, if you can maintain a pretty steady pace, and it's called an aerobic pace, to where you can talk and walk at the same time, so that you're not stressing and gasping for air. Okay, if you're stressing and gasping for air, you've moved into anaerobic. And that would be things like sprinters do. It would be things like basketball and racquetball and things that where you burn like crazy and then you catch your breath. Anaerobic exercise, when you're through, within 30 minutes, your body has conserved itself down for the next burst. So it turns off all the burners waiting for you to call on it. Aerobic exercise, which is a steady gait of 30 minutes or more, will continue to burn at that high rate for the next 4 hours. So you're actually not just getting the 30 to 40 minutes worth of walking to burn at a high rate. It will continue at that rate for up to 4 more hours, burning a lot more energy for a lot longer. So you will actually see more fat mass being burned and used in aerobics versus an anaerobic.
Now, there's some interesting studies out on exercise here. One found that they took two groups, had one of them do a 30-minute walk a day, and compared their weight loss to a group that they had do 3 10-minute walks a day. And those doing 3 10-minute walks a day lost on average 1 pound more than those that walked 30 minutes all at once. So that's something to consider. Break your walks up. Do 3 shorter walks, and you might get a slight uptick in the benefit from doing exercise, and it's kind of fun to take a few short walks during the day. Get up, away from that TV set, away from that desk, move your body, go for a walk, walk on, take a coffee break, and instead of coffee, go for a walk. Go for a little walk on your lunch break, go for a little walk on your way home. You know, there's a company in Japan that discovered that their workers were sedentary the whole time and that was costing them money in terms of overall health of people. So when they built their new facility, which was they were a call center, so everybody sat behind desks. So their call center here in Japan, they decided that they would put the cafeteria and the parking lot a 10-minute walk away. So every single employee walks 10 minutes from their car into the plant every morning, and then I think it's a 5-minute walk from to the cafeteria and a 5-minute walk back. That's another 10-minute walk, and 10-minute walk back to their cars. They have one of the lowest absentee rates of any company in the world. So, you know, what a smart idea. Now, here's one more interesting study that's come out on exercise. When you know that you're exercising, you release more weight than when you don't. So actually telling people that the work that they are doing is exercise will help them release more weight. So when you identify something as being good for you and causing you to release weight, you're going to release more weight. So it's really important to do that. The way they know this is that they took the housekeeping staff of 2 different hotels in the same chain, identical facilities, and they monitored the weight of both staffs. Only in one place they told them that the activities that they do every day, the changing of the beds, the scrubbing of the toilets, all the things that housekeeping does are great exercise for the body. And they showed them how that was so, a little bit of education, and educated them a little bit each week on how beneficial it was. Well, that group lost something like 5 pounds more than the other group. Fascinating. So acknowledging that what you're doing is good for you actually helps you release more weight. The brain plays a huge impact in releasing weight in the body. Now, there's other exercises that are really good for getting you into fat-burning mode. There's the latest trend out there is high-intensity interval training. And Dr. Paul talks a bit about this and resistance training as his favorite way to stay in that fat-burning mode.
Lifting heavy weights once a week for 15 to 20 minutes will actually burn more fat than doing four hours of cardio a day. That's burning fat. That's not the difference between losing weight. If you do a lot of cardio every day, you actually become very catabolic, and you will actually burn fat, and you will burn off muscle. That's why when you look at a marathoner, they're usually very scrawny, and they have no muscle mass because they basically burned it off as fuel. So the thing with us is we want to maintain our figures and our muscle mass, and the best type of exercise is resistance training.
The second best type of exercise, if you want to actually have tremendous cardiovascular shape, is to do interval training for exercise, which means that you go out once a week and you train super hard, doing intervals on whatever sport you're into for 15 minutes. We've always felt this, but what's interesting was NASA published a study recently where they've looked at every type of exercise for astronauts they could ever find, because they run a major problem in space is that they lose bone density, they lose muscle mass, and they get fat. You don't want to have a fat astronaut up in space, so you want to keep them in shape. And they found that the two best kinds of exercise were resistance training and interval training. And that's what they actually do with them in space.
So resistance training, interval training, two best exercise for astronauts might be the two best exercise for you. But here's something to note, too. Dr. John Gray, it says that less than 10% of the population will release the brain chemistry, the endorphins that have you feeling really good from exercising in a gym. And that explains why so many people join the gym every year around New Year's and quit before the end of February. It just doesn't release the feel-good chemicals in the brain for those people. Now, I'm one of the few that's in that 10% that I actually get a big endorphin rush working out at the gym, so I like it. But if that's not you, don't do it. Again, this everything that we're talking about here is about creating a lifestyle. And if you're enduring something, if you're doing something that you dread and that you don't want to do again and again and again, you will get results, but you're not going to incorporate this into your life over the long run. Or if you do, you're not going to have a very happy life doing something you don't want to do, right? So find a way to move your body in healthy ways that is fun and feels good for you. That might be dancing. That might be riding a bike. That might be taking up a sport. Whatever it is that's fun for you, do that. But do get up, move your body, put on some music, have some fun. Okay, key, very, very important. Now, the other big thing to watch is keeping our bodies as alkaline as possible, avoiding the real acidic foods. And here is Dr. Jim Rhodes on keeping the acidic foods out of the body.
Now, the problem with your coffee, most people think, well, it's probably the caffeine. The problem with the soda pop, again, they're thinking caffeine and sugar. The truth be known, it's because they're so acidic. You realize that one capful of Sprite can turn 8 glasses of alkalized water acidic. Think about that for just a second. One capful will turn 8 alkalized glasses of water acidic, and we're going to drink either, 16 ounces or more. So what do you think that's going to do to the whole body system as soon as we're drinking a cup of coffee, which is more acidic than soda pop? But in descending order, the most acidic foods on the earth are pork, beef, chicken, turkey, fish, coffee, soda pop. Okay? So you just named the most acidic foods. So if you can eliminate particularly the drinks, which just really beat up on the body and throw it acidic, and then even kind of watch the other acidic foods, which is your beef and your chicken, and eat it sparingly, go more with your fruits and your vegetables, particularly your vegetables. The body thrives on complex carbohydrates. The other things to avoid, especially as you're ramping up and really going for the healthiest you can get, which gives you the best chance to win this thing, but more importantly, to get you back in the best health and shape you can be in, is to avoid processed carbohydrates, which look just like a potato chip, a French fry, a Hot Pockets.
So eliminate those processed foods. And, if the program isn't working for you and you are still doing your coffee, it might be time to shift out of that. Some bodies can still release weight with coffee, but many, many can't. Here is what Dr. Ina Nozick, a chiropractor involved with isogenics, she's the one that hosts a call 5 days a week, in the mornings and 4 evenings a week, answering questions from cleansers and troubleshooting the cleanse for people. Do tune into her call in the mornings or the afternoons, especially if you're having any issues. But here's what she tells people about coffee.
Yeah, so, you know, we recommend avoiding coffee, especially in the beginning phases of the program when people are doing deep cleansing. It will definitely interfere with, you know, what our goals are with detoxification. So for one, coffee will increase insulin and cortisol levels, which will have our body go into more of a fat storing mode. It causes more inflammation in the body when those hormones are out of balance. So that's one issue. The other is coffee is very irritating to the digestive system. It's very acidifying to the body. And unless people are drinking organic coffee, they're getting a lot of pesticides, herbicides, all that garbage in their body. And there are people that, you know, have been drinking coffee for years, cup after cup, day after day, year after year of their life. And that's definitely creating a lot of toxicity in their body. So it's defeating the purpose. It's a nice thing when people can be willing and committed to do the program wholeheartedly, that they wean down, and then for if they're doing like a jumpstart program or they're in on a, you know, 30-day program, that they stop. And then afterwards, if they want to reintroduce, I'll recommend, you know, maybe keeping it to one cup of organic coffee a day, you know, just really keeping it to a minimum. Most people voluntarily give it up. They just don't care as much. They don't feel that addiction or that need. They're getting natural energy from just being nutritionally balanced. I do feel, my personal opinion is, green tea is a good substitute. So I'm somebody that says, you know, definitely have green tea on the program. Regular caffeinated green tea, as long as you're not sensitive to that, actually works quite differently in the body than the caffeine in coffee. So that's just a substitute. Or, of course, any herbal teas are fine, too.
So green tea is actually really quite kind of wonderful. But one thing to note with green tea, to get all these wonderful benefits out of it, you don't want to steep the tea in water that's over 120 degrees. So it should be drinkable right from the time you pour the water in with the tea leaves. And if it's not, you're actually killing off some of these wonderful phytonutrients that are found in green tea that will actually help and assist on your cleanse. If you reuse that tea bag, it will make a delicious tea that's actually got a little less caffeine in it, and then less again as you use it again and again throughout the day. So if you're someone that drinks more than one cup, definitely keep your tea bag around and do it that way, and it will lessen and lessen and lessen, because it's possible to have too much of anything in your body. And herbal tea is also wonderful for helping you get through those cleanse days. So what about alcohol? Dr. Harper talks a bit about alcohol in the body and your cleanse.
If you're going to be drinking alcohol, the only alcohol I would recommend is red wine. That's it. Nothing else. Only red wine. And at that time, even then, I would, if you're going to be drinking that, no more than 2 glasses a day. So you want to keep the alcohol down, because these things are all toxins. The red wine is nice because it does have some proanthocyanidins in it, and some anthocyanidins that are good antioxidants and is shown to be beneficial, but I would not be drinking anything else.
And it just... I'd lay off the red wine, too, as you're going through your cleanse. This is once you've reached your goal weight and all that, then you can reintroduce this stuff. I've watched the people having wonderful success with their program have one glass of wine and not release a pound for an entire week. That will happen. The other thing that you really want to watch is if you are ingesting any over-the-counter pain medications, that will stop everything. You know, the Advil, the Tylenol, the aspirin, Motrin, all those things will stop the release of weight. If you've been able to release weight while taking those, good for you, but you would have released a lot more had you not. Same thing with over-the-counter allergy medications. Just know that it's going to have an impact on your body's ability to release weight. So now, what do you do about being hungry? I know some of you have written and talked about this, but especially those of you that are going from the average American diet, which is far too many calories, down to this greatly reduced caloric intake from the shakes and the whole program. Psychologically, you're sitting there saying you're famished, you're hungry. What do you do? Well, here's Dr. Eno with some tips about what to do when you are still to deal with hunger during the program. Dr. Eno.
Well, the first thing that I always recommend is to make sure people are drinking enough water, because sometimes we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. So that makes a big difference, even though it seems ridiculous. But I do recommend people just try that, you know, just make sure to hydrate more and see if that makes a difference. The other thing is, if, you know, the first few days of the program, we know that some people will experience hunger. That's normal based on blood sugar balancing, rebalancing, based on what we were doing before we started the program. So for the first few days, many people will feel that they're hungry and, you know, their cravings are still there. And then all of a sudden it kicks in where the hunger and the cravings are gone. If that doesn't happen, that's when I'll recommend thinking about adding the isopro to the shake. Sometimes the additional protein will hold us longer. So for some bodies, you know, different body histories, they do better with the additional protein.
So you can add a little bit more protein. But Dr. Paul Anderson, the creator of the Ice at the Lights, has another take on those people that are a little bit hungry or are famished on their shake days.
If you are really hungry, have an extra shake. Right. The other thing we've talked about, Kirsty, is if you find the shakes aren't lasting as long as they are, you can put in a scoop of Isopro. And other people, like me, I'm a little more fat sensitive. I like a little more fat. So what I do is I put in a little either coconut oil, a tablespoon of coconut oil, or I put in coconut milk. And those work very, very well. Coconut oil and coconut milk are medium-chain fats. We burn them initially. They tend not to be weight-gaining. They actually seem to accelerate fat burning in the body, and they seem to turn up the thyroid.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, the goal of the whole cleansing program is to work up to two deep cleansing days, and this is because you get such a greater benefit on that second day of cleansing. Here's Jim Rhodes to explain how that is.
Then a two-day cleanse in a row will absolutely trigger your body's use of fat mass. The reason is your body has two sets of fuel. First fuel that it chooses and that it likes is called glucose, which is your sugars. When you're taking in your cleanse day, that first 24 hours of cleanse, there's very little fructose in the Cleanse for Life juice. Once that little bit of sugar is used up in the Cleanse for Life juice, then it draws on all of the other sugars stored in the body, mostly in your liver. Once those are used up, it has no choice but to call on the stores in your fat cells. Now realize, a lot of people think of fat as not being your friend. Truth be known, fat is saving our lives. Fat is a good thing. When the Creator created you, He put fat on you. Now, we've taken a good thing too far, and it's become a bad thing if we're way overweight, obviously. Now we've got another problem. But fat does two things. One, it's great storage of energy for your muscles when they need it to draw on. And second, fat protects you from harmful substances, things that we call toxins. It recognizes that those harmful chemicals that come in at our foods and our water and our air, if they reach our organs and our glands, they can actually do damage. So the fat will surround it or sequester it. It will absorb these toxins and all of these harmful substances to protect the rest of the body from the ravages of the negative effect of those substances. The wonder of this whole program, Kirsty, is what John Anderson did in the first place, realizing if you are going to lose weight permanently, you need to cleanse the body so that the fat cells don't reproduce themselves so quickly, trying to dilute the toxins. Mm-hmm. So the genius was to cleanse the body and pull out the impurities and thus save the fat cells for what they're really made for, which was energy. And the second we do our exercise and a muscle calls on it, that fat is released and burned as energy in our muscle cells.
So 2-day cleansing is the ultimate. That's what we're really trying to work up towards. But, you know, some of us can't get there yet. So there is another way to use the products, that cleanse drink, and that's to have a little bit every day. That's daily cleansing. And, you know, a lot of us do both. We do deep cleansing and daily cleansing and do it all the time. John Anderson tells us a little bit about what daily cleansing is.
That yes, it is important to deep cleanse, but it's equally as important to daily cleanse because you have daily toxins entering your body. Why keep those toxins in your body for 2, 3, 4 weeks until you do a deep cleanse? It's not good. And in that 2, 3, 4 weeks, those toxins are going to, you know, the impurities are going to cause a lot of problems during that duration inside your system. So we do know that daily cleansing works. It does not replace deep cleansing. I'm going to repeat that. It will not replace deep cleanse. Deep cleansing is still necessary because it's going to get into areas of your body that are going to release not only fat, but impurities that your body would not have normally released even in a daily cleanse. But daily cleansing really supports the system, gives the building blocks to the body. It supports proper colon health. It supports proper blood health, blood sugar, and so forth. Now, when you combine or take the ionic minerals in the cleanse on a daily cleanse basis, first thing in the morning, 1 to 2 ounces, and then shortly after, follow up maybe with an ounce of Ionic Supreme, here's what's going to happen. All of those adaptogens in the Ionic Supreme are going to interact as a synergy with the daily cleanse, and it's going to trigger responses and help enhance your health and well-being and that cleansing and releasing of impurities out of your system. Something else is going to occur, which I call the miracle molecule. And that is that the shilajit that's contained in the Ionic Supreme is going to actually help in stimulating the removal of heavy metals by one miracle molecule. And that molecule is called a dibenzyl alpha pyrone. And that will actually enter your bloodstream. And it's full, under an electron scanning microscope, it looks like a sponge. And it's full of phytochemical nutrients and things to support the body, very good nutrients. It'll actually swell up, and it'll offload and release out of these little sponge-type pores all of these little nutrients into the body. Then it'll continue almost as a cytoskeleton. And when you look at it, it looks like an empty sponge with pores that are hollow. It'll circulate through the bloodstream, and it has an effect almost like a dipole moment. I can explain that. It's kind of a magnetic type of a force and moment that can occur in the body called a dipole moment. It's almost like that where it'll attract heavy metals. It'll attract those heavy metals. It will collect them into the pores of that sponge-looking molecule. And when it atomically gets to a specific weight, then it'll release out of the bloodstream and be expelled out of the body.
So if you want to create that dipole moment, you want to have that dibenzyl alpha pyrone floating around in your system, you want to have both the Ionics and the Cleanse for Life with about a 10-minute window in between, both in your system, and they will the molecules combine to create that miracle molecule that runs through your system like a little sponge soaking up heavy metals and offloading them out into your blood and out through the kidneys and out through your urine. So this is one of those ways to get heavy metals out of the body. And getting heavy metals out of our bodies is a huge, huge challenge. You know, there was a recent study that suggested that yellow dock, an herb, actually can assist in that. And yellow dock is in the Cleanse for Life formula. So, you know, you get some of this by doing your cleanse days because you want to make sure you have the Ionic Supreme on your cleanse day as well. And if you time it just right, you'll be able to have this a couple, 4 days a month. But if you wanted to have this every single day, then add in daily cleansing. Pretty easy. Just get yourself some more of the Cleanse for Life drink. So do we have any questions this morning as we come to a close? If you've got a question for me, hit the number 1 on your phone and I'll open up your microphone and you're free to ask. Next week we're going to talk about those weight loss plateaus. It happens to everybody that has more than just a few pounds to let go of. Our bodies adapt to these systems, especially the healthier we are, the faster we adapt. And then the weight loss seems to come to a slower pace. So how do you charge it back up? How do you bust through those plateaus? Every expert in the company has a different idea for you. This is a good call to come with a notepad to bring your frustrated cleansers to anybody who is not seeing results fast enough or not what they want. Come listen in. We'll talk about all the various things. Well, I promise you, you will leave next week's call with at least a dozen different things to try to get the system up and moving for yourself. So that'll be a lot of fun and really interesting, and we do that every week. So I want to thank all of you for sticking on the call all the way to the end here. Have an amazing week. It doesn't look like we have any questions. Last chance, it's the number 1 if you have a question. All right, well, we'll see you back here again next week. Have a great week, everybody. Take care.